Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. I'm Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
You ever feel like saying something to somebody, but just can't seem to exactly say what you want to say? It's like you rehearsed it in your mind over and over again, but when the time comes, you flake, or the words are short and few. Well, this is caused by an imbalanced or unbalanced or blocked throat chakra. Let's talk about it. What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. On this podcast, I talk about anything and everything from raising your vibration, raising your level of consciousness, okay? Tapping into your creativity and your imagination so that you can become more creative, changing your thoughts, your habits, and your beliefs, and changing your mindset so that you can start thinking about things differently so that you can move differently. So this past week, I had been asking God, you know, if an intelligence, a higher power, whatever you want to refer to it as, but I've been asking God what I needed to do about a situation with a certain someone. And also, if you hear thundering, lightning, rain, any of that in the background, just embrace it because it's storming outside, okay? So I've been asking about what I need to do about this certain person, this situation. And deep down, you know, I already knew what I needed to say and what needed to be said. But sometimes we need that clarification, you know what I'm saying? So I pulled out some cards. If those of you that don't know, I do read tarot and oracle cards, and I have my own decks located in my Etsy shop and a link in the description of this episode. But I pulled out some cards, and one of the cards that came out was relationships and truth, okay? Came out, and a few other cards came out speaking about avoiding conflict, right? So mind you, I have been here before. I have had this very exact same situation happen to me before. It was like deja vu almost. So, and there's a whole episode about avoiding conflict and confrontation on this podcast. Somewhere in the archives, you can find it. So I sat with what I was thinking, okay? I sat with what I was being guided to do, which is speak my truth, thinking how similar this experience was and how it was just like the last time, okay? And maybe, just maybe, I was being tested again to see if I was gonna react or respond differently, to see if I had learned the lesson. Or to see how long, again, I was going to prolong this situation. So, just allow me to be transparent about what's going on or what had occurred in the past couple of weeks. And just give you the tea, okay? So, pull up on your girl right now. Open your ears and be prepared to listen. So, there's this guy I met, okay? We exchanged digits and we talked on the phone, okay? We've been talking on the phone, or we had been. We no longer talk on the phone, okay? I shut that down. But let's get into the story. So I made myself very clear from the jump. That's one thing I'm good at, okay? I make myself very clear in the beginning that I was not looking for any type of relationship. I wasn't looking to hang out or anything of that liking, because I know how I am. I know me. I know that right now I am in a good space on my own. And I also know about myself that if I allow another person to come in, I will lose focus on what I have going on right now. And I don't want to lose that focus. So I'm not ready for that in this moment. Well, he agreed with me. He even said similar things like he wasn't looking for anything either. All right, cool. Your words, not mine. So we would talk about things. We would still have conversations on the phone, talk about things going on in the world, talk about how our day went. That's pretty much it. I never initiated anything. That wasn't me. The conversation became redundant for me, okay? Where we were talking about the same things over and over. And then eventually he just kept trying to, you know, implicate himself into my life, which I did not want. I made that very clear and kept trying to chill, wanting to chill. I want to just chill with you. That was the conversation. Mind you, I'm not trying to chill, okay? For the people in the back, your girl is not trying to chill. Chill isn't even in my vocabulary. I don't even use that word. So eventually, every phone call became the same. Like I said, when can I see you? When can we chill? And instead of me being straightforward, okay, and I'm recognizing this, and this is what this podcast is about. Instead of me being straightforward and saying, never, we can never chill. You can never come over, okay? My response was, not today. Leaving room or opportunity for another day. You see what I'm saying? Remember this. Remember that this is the same person who said they don't trust women, okay? And they're not looking for anything either, but wants to chill and is very persistent about that. So I immediately recognized that his actions didn't align with his words. And I never, and I repeat that, never gave him reason to think otherwise, that I wanted to chill. I made myself clear. On that part, I was clear and concise. Okay? So I was done. At this point, I was done with the conversation. I didn't even want to have a conversation with this person anymore. But why? My question is to myself, and I want you to think, why did it take me a whole other week, okay, to say so, that I didn't want this conversation, that maybe we shouldn't even talk to each other at all? Why did it take me a whole other week? Maybe because I'm too nice. Maybe he didn't get the hint, okay? Or maybe I just wasn't saying what I truly needed to say and wanted to say and what my heart was telling me to say, but my mind was also telling me to be nice. And sometimes I feel I'm too nice and I have to stop it, because people will take that niceness and just look over it. They will. So I want you to know that words have power to both destroy and heal. And that's what Buddha said. That ain't my words. Buddha said that for the people in the back. Words have power to destroy and heal. So your fifth chakra, let's talk about this throat chakra, okay? It's considered where we speak divine wisdom from our soul, like I do on this podcast, okay? It's the energy center for speech and communication, and it is linked to our integrity and our morals. So when your throat chakra is open and balanced, you speak your truth expressively. Okay? For the people in the back. When it's open and balanced, you speak your truth expressively. So it can be balanced, it can be unbalanced, or it can be overactive, okay? So an unbalanced throat chakra can result in a whole lot of emotional and spiritual and even physical issues, okay? An overactive one may cause you to be too critical or too judgmental of others. All right, this could be someone that's just loud for no reason, who doesn't really stop to listen to other people because they're too busy trying to talk over people. All right, chill, fam. So I'm gonna ask this question. Which did I have? Was I balanced? Was I unbalanced? Or was I overactive? Okay? I was unbalanced, right? Because I knew, like deep down, I knew my intuition was telling me I know exactly what I want to happen and what I want to say. I knew what I wanted to say and what I needed to say, but I didn't. Causing me to suppress my true feelings, my true emotions, and be fearful of speaking the truth at the expense, okay, of hurting someone's feelings. And we about to talk about that. But being straightforward is the lesson here for the people in the back. Being straightforward is the lesson, even if that is at the expense or the cost of somebody else's feelings. Because how another person feels about your truth, that's on them, not on you. If they take it personal, that's on them, not on you. All you can do, well, at least for yourself, all you can do is just keep it real at all times. So I'm working on trying not to shy away, you know what I'm saying, or stumble over my words and compromise my own integrity. I speak timidly. I know this, okay? I know that. And some of you may too. Some of you may speak softly. Some of you may speak timidly. Some of you may suppress what you want to say, just like your girl. So we have to learn to open our throat chakras, and I'll allow our words, okay? Allow our words to flow effortlessly, and we'll be able to say exactly what we think, what we feel, without our emotions getting in the way. And now that I look back on this situation, or maybe I'm reaching, I don't know, you tell me. But I did have a slight sore throat during the time of this conversation, you know? So let your inner voice speak is all I'm saying. Whether that be through speaking, physically speaking, okay, singing or writing, that's still a form of you using your voice. Okay, so let go of any suppressed emotions you've been holding in so that you can become a better communicator. Okay, be clear and concise and stop dropping hints. That's for me, okay? I hope to let this come naturally for me in the future and save myself the inner struggle, save myself the time, okay? Of struggling with what I need to say in that moment. So I'm learning to adopt the qualities of a communicator. And if you don't know what that is, Google it. You know, do your own research, even about your throat chakra. Do your own research. But I, for the people in the back, am learning to adopt the qualities of a communicator, where I learn to speak my truth, express myself, and speak up when I need to, as well as stay silent when it's appropriate to, and use my voice as a force for good. That's what I'm learning. So you're probably wondering, how did this story end? How did this situation deplete itself? So I ended up saying exactly what my heart needed to say. You know, yes, this person got upset, but guess what? I didn't care. I honestly did not care, because I care more about my own feelings and my own emotions since I am the one who has to take care of that. Okay? That part is on me. So I got immediate relief after that conversation. I felt lighter, like a weight lifted off my chest, fam. Just remember, like, how another person responds or reacts to your truth is not your burden to bear. It's not. So don't take it personal. That's one of the four agreements. But in all of this, in everything that I put myself through, I only blame myself, you know, for not speaking up sooner. For not being straightforward. So right now, it's plug time, okay? In my Etsy shop, I have added some crystal healing necklaces. And each stone has been charged already on a selenite plate. And they're ready to use, okay? So if you would like a necklace that's specific for, let's say, your throat chakra, your crown chakra, your sacral chakra, root chakra, heart chakra, okay? And many other healing properties and reasons for why you just may want it just to wear it because it looks nice, okay? But you can check that out in the link that's in the description of this episode to my Etsy shop. All right? Get you a necklace for all of your needs, okay? Blues are typically the color related to your throat chakra. So, lapis lazuli, blue howlite, aquamarine, turquoise, or any type of blue agate, okay? I knew I needed to balance out mine, okay? So, I started wearing my lapis lazuli crystal. And I wear it close to my throat to harness the power of spoken word and bring harmony between my mind, my emotions, my body, and my spirit. All right? If you're into oils instead of crystals, like essential oils, get you some eucalyptus, all right, to clear your airways. Or some tea tree oil or some peppermint oil to clear your mind and those sinuses, okay? Drink some mint tea. If you got tea and you're like your girl and you drink peppermint tea, get you some mint tea that'll help not only your throat, but also just open up the airways for things to flow, okay? So before I go, you know I like to give you something to think about. So I want you to ask yourself these questions and see if your throat chakra is balanced, unbalanced, or overactive, okay? Number one, ask yourself, am I open, honest, and clear in all my communication? Number two, ask yourself, do I know when to speak and when to stay silent? Because a lot of people don't. Number three, am I honest with myself and with others? And answer these questions truthfully. Are you honest with yourself and with others? Number four, do I go inward, mind, body, and soul, to know what my truth is? Do you turn inward to yourself, mind, body, and spirit, to know what your truth is? Number five, I'm gonna ask you this. Can you see the connection between creativity and your unique spirit? Can you see that connection? You know, because that's what makes your voice yours. That's what makes you you, and it helps you find an outlet to use, like a place to be creative. I use this podcast for an example. Number six, ask yourself, how can I be more creative in my life? Number 7, last but not least, ask yourself, do I allow myself to express my creativity in some form? And again, those forms can be through speaking, singing, writing, drawing, anything that is creative that you love to do, and express yourself freely. So do you allow yourself to do that? To express your creativity, to express your voice within? So those are the questions I'm leaving you with. And I'm also leaving you with this affirmation, this I am affirmation. And you can use this affirmation daily to help open and align your throat chakra. The affirmation is, all right, write it down, take a picture. I don't give a what, but I need you to remember. I am honest about who I am and what I feel. For the people in the back, I am honest about who I am and what I feel. Say that on a daily basis. Write it on your mirror. Write it on a notepad. Stick it to your desk at work so that you can see it and it becomes a part of who you are by saying it, being it, and doing it. I thank you for listening to this podcast. I thank you for being here. Share this podcast with someone who needs to hear it. Okay? Please share the podcast with someone who you feel needs this type of information, needs this type of love, needs this wisdom, knowledge in their life. Thank you again for being here. And I hope that you're having a wonderful Friday. It's Friday, it's high day, and I hope that I've raised your level of consciousness today. But I want you to remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace. Whenever you have a moment, please slide over to my Etsy shop. I am selling my Unlock the Magic Oracle cards. They are daily guidance cards to help you start thinking about things differently in your life and to become more aware of how you feel and what you think on a daily basis. So those cards are to help you change your mindset and to manifest things that you actually want in your life, to be more present, to focus, and to dream big. Okay, so you can find those in my Etsy shop. The link is in the description of this episode, as well as manifestation candles to help you attract more abundance in your life. So check that out. I thank you for listening to this podcast, Vibe With Me, High Energy, with your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. Be sure to hit that support button, okay, so I can continue to pump out and provide you with good high vibrational information. Also, share this podcast with your family and friends on your social media to help me reach a broader audience so that everyone can receive the goodness and the magic created here.